Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Oh, fuck. We're supposed to do
trying to be so scary.
Trembling, and I sounded like I was gonna nut. Actually,
so. I know.
Damn it!
That's yeah.
There's something close. There's something closely related to fear and an orgasm in a way,
right? Because you can't control it. You don't really know what's
involved. No, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh my god. When's the last time you guys were really, really scared? Really scared, like,
you know what comes to my mind is there was a moment, this is when I was a kid, but me and my dad were like walking back from, this is like the suburb where I'm from is like unwalkable, like nobody walks anywhere, you drive everywhere, like every fucking mm-hmm. place. And we were, I forget why, but we ended up walking to the movie theater, and we were walking back and a car just like started slowing down and like parked next to us, and my dad was like, run. We both started just like sprinting.
Did he leave you in his dust? He's like so far ahead of you.
He definitely was not like, it definitely wasn't a thing of like grab my son, it was like let's both, like he was just trusting that I would run as well.
And was it a gang? Was it a kidnapping? Was it a CIA? What? Was
well,
it
we don't know. We got away.
Yeah, you dodged a bullet on that one. Good God. That's wow. The scariest thing you could ever hear in your life is run.
Let's run.
Basically, if I hear run, I'm like, yeah, just fucking kill me. I can't.
Well, you'd snap your hamstring.
All right, I know. It's a medical issue. It's not even like
I'm always
a
trying
laziness.
To scare people, yeah. If somebody asks me, like, yo, Jack, I'm coming to New York for the weekend. Where should I go? I just go, turn back now. Now. Get away. And they go, what? And I go, oh, you haven't heard of that bar, right? Called Turn Back Now. You never heard of that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Spookiness rides on my shoulders like a parrot, like a pirate's parrot.
Oh.
One time okay. I thought I saw a witch in the woods by my house. And mm-hmm. I was playing outside two past curfew with my neighbors, one of which who passed away in a car accident.
And didn't need to know that, but
right, but she did. And
well,
and actually, detail. Jack put on did the face used FaceApp and sent me a beautiful picture of him as a woman with blonde hair, and he looks just like my neighbor that passed away in 2013.
And was she?
It was
Lebanese
disturbing.
At all?
No, she was white as a ghost.
Weird. Because I thought I looked... Nate, I'll send it to you, but I swear to God, I looked very Lebanese.
Fine?
Oh. Fine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you looking bad, though?
I'll send it to you right now.
I'll be
you guys are You guys are both so much finer than I am.
I know. It's fucking weird.
The face app. No, but I think weird. It's because the AI isn't built for men that look like me.
Definitely
you know
not.
Mean?
Technology hasn't adapted to men like you yet, but it
right.
will. You know, you're gonna be. It'll get there. It'll get there eventually. But it's just like you're. There's too. It's too complex.
Trust me, I'm being patient because I know it's gonna be amazing when it hits.
Oh my god, damn!
I know. Wait,
Jack,
isn't that crazy?
This is wait.
Doesn't it look just like? Doesn't he look just like her?
Oh, I was looking at the photo of the person. I was like, damn, that. Oh, shit,
yeah,
Jack.
So.
Hey.
Jack, you are bad, man.
I look like a Trump.
What do you guys use? FaceApp?
FaceApp, dude. I pay $8 a month for it.
I just text somebody. Yeah.
Loser. Wait. Okay, so the time I was scared and that poor neighbor was there, I thought I saw a ghost or a witch in the woods something. And it turns
yeah.
out I think it was someone living in a tent in the woods. And I was like standing over my bike with like straddling my bike. I think I've already told this on the podcast, but I dropped the bike and the gear was exposed and I ripped my whole shin open on the bike and had to go get stitches that night.
That's rare.
And that was out of fear. And I think we can learn an important lesson from that anecdote. What's curious is that poor person in the woods that was just trying to survive and live in the abandoned lot, they weren't going to come hurt me. What hurt me was my reaction, my gut instinct to run. You know what I mean? My fear actually hurt me. The thing I was afraid of didn't touch me at all. But the fear injured me. How curious.
Heard this?
What?
The only thing to fear is fear itself. Yeah. I hardly need to say the end of it because it's so known.
You wanted to say that really fast.
Well, I wanted to get to it as quick as possible because people are saying, I know this, man.
The Come only on, thing
they're
to fear.
Really hungry for...
It's fear itself.
201. That's very well said, Eric. I'm sorry about your ankle.
Was that a president who did that? Who said that?
It was for a very short period of his life.
That was Truman when they dropped the atom bomb.
No, it wasn't. Was it really?
You don't know that. You don't know what this
is. It was one of them. Dwight D. Eisenhower, one of them.
Dwight.
You don't think it was actually
Queen...
president's
name, Dwight.
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Battlestar Galactica.
What? Joy Tactics.
Here's what I wanted to say.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
You know who I bet is experiencing some fear right now?
Jimi Hendrix.
Who? The Diddler.
The Who's Diddler? That? Oh, P. Diddler?
Pete Davidson? Or sorry, P. Diddy?
P. Diddy.
P. Diddler Combs?
You think he's
experiencing Diddler? Fear? The Diddler Combs. They got you, man. I told you. What did I tell
Nate
you?
Nate tried to warn you. Nate tried
to cover
for
you. All those parties I went to, all those anecdotes I was... talking about, I told you, nobody trust. I've been
Damn.
Threatened. I've been. I heard Why that he bombed.
He bombed away.
Wait, blew
they bombed
up Big
his
Sean's
house?
Car. Or no?
Oh,
no
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. Kid Cudi's car.
Allegedly.
Kid Cudi's car.
Allegedly.
Is that true? Somebody said
that's
this,
alleged.
Oh my
yeah.
god.
That's a
Whoever,
little couple here, months old.
Now here's a new saying that I think everybody should memorize. Same with fear. The only thing to fear is fear itself. He who comes for Kid Cudi shall be cut down by Eric Rahill.
The flunkiest
painfully.
Phrase ever.
That's very good.
Kid Cudi.
So then here's the
Two
funny
katanas.
Thing. The only thing to fear is fear itself. Is the only thing to love is love itself. Do you see what I'm saying? I wouldn't imagine
I gotta be
that.
Honest.
I
don't
fear.
Understand any of those phrases. Like the,
right.
the
those
only
all
thing
go
to fear.
Right over our heads.
I agree, actually. I'm tempted to say I disagree because I find understanding... You don't. There's no such thing as understanding or not understanding. In a vacuum, you find understanding within the bounds of the confines. But I like fear. I love fear. When I think about most of the times in my life when I feel fear... Eric, pay attention. Cool. When I think of most of the times I've been afraid in my life... Realistically, it's when something fun and positive has been happening on a roller coaster, in a convertible, breaking the speed limit with my best friends, going skateboarding off of a high thing. Yesterday, I felt fear, but it wasn't fun. I'll give them that. I was sitting in a chair, and all of a sudden, I felt like I was falling deeper and deeper into the chair, and I had to stand up and get a glass of water.
Well, was it a beanbag?
No.
Yeah, okay, then you should be scared.
I was
those
scared.
Other chairs are fixed in place.
Right. That wasn't fun.
Sheesh.
But other than these rare exceptions, fear is usually, it's like an itch. It's like a mental brain itch. You know, itching is pain, but it's a positive pain. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course
so,
I do.
So interesting.
It's a
that
conundrum.
Fear, something that is one of the worst feelings you could ever feel, is actually helpful at times.
But that's what they want you to think is that fear is something to be afraid of, you see? Because then you're going to do what? Oh, I'm afraid of having a stroke. I'm going to buy this non-geographic cheese. Jesus Christ. I'm going to buy this non-dairy cheese so I don't have an artery heart attack. You know what I'm saying?
Non-geographic cheese. Well, how did that fucking short circuit?
I just let it flow, man. I'm frustrated because I have ideas, and I'm literally mad at my brain for not keeping up vocabulary-wise with the ideas that I already know what I mean. Right. What's that skill? Fluency in English? I guess so.
Yeah, I think so.
That's why we got to start getting you to read more and more. Ego Death 2, Conor McGregor, Uncertified, whatever, biography. The Dax Shepard biography, which I'm writing right now.
Why are you writing that?
They're trying to...
Why are you writing that?
Should I try to write that? The Dax Shepard fucking unendorsed... biography, 1,200 pages.
Yeah, you should.
First half is just me explaining his role in Zathura. Second half is me just kind of describing his body head to toe. Mm-hmm.
That's the whole book?
Yeah, that's the whole book. All right. So let's break it down, really. I like that we're sticking to the topic on this one. You know, I talked to my mom recently, and she said, oh, I listened to your podcast for the first time. I said, oh, what'd you think about it?
First time. She said,
that's what troubled me. She said, well, I mean, you guys don't really talk about anything.
Wow.
I wish that was possible. To my heart.
Yeah, I wish that. Yeah. To the untrained ear, sounds like we're talking about nothing, right? Look below the surface, though. Look below the surface. And maybe it's because we are so liberal-coded and she's conservative-coded.
Oh,
so we're talking
bingo. Kind of
like a wind talker language.
What?
Yeah.
What's that? What's a wind talker language?
Well, the Navajos in World War II, they would use their Native American language to fool the...
Only
German spies, that Germans that were listening, because their language is not rooted in Latin, whatever, so they couldn't figure out what the hell they were talking about.
It's interesting.
But let's get back to fear right now. What are some things that normal people are afraid of? Spiders.
Of course.
Disease.
Risk.
Loneliness.
Risk. Right.
Champagne. It's too sugary.
Who's afraid of champagne?
Many people are afraid of champagne for what it could make them feel.
I'm afraid of that. That shit always gives me a headache, dude.
You're afraid of it then?
No, I'm not afraid of it. I've just come to terms with it.
With what? With avoiding
it? The idea that champagne gives me headaches.
Sounds like
fear. Oh, do you guys remember this special episode of it would come on, I don't know, once in a while. It was like a special episode on Maury Povich, okay, mm-hmm. And it was when somebody was on the show who was afraid of something that, you know, that is unusual to be afraid
phobic.
Of, like, yes, phobias.
Phobics.
Phobia of a pickle, you know, phobias. I remember one of those. There was like somebody who was just deathly afraid
Pickles,
yeah, and they would bring them out, and they would like torture the guests. No.
Well, you remember what Rake Yon? What happened to him in the Bam Margera world?
They torture him.
They torture. He was more afraid of mustard than anybody who's ever lived.
Oh,
and
how
they
does
surrounded
one...
him when he was walking to his car after work or something, and they just sprayed him down with mustard, and he went into the shower and he killed himself.
How does get afraid
no, he just took a shower.
Of something like that? You know,
I can tell you.
Trauma, childhood
I'm afraid
trauma.
I have this. I have this. I'm serious. And I'm afraid to even tell people this because this is my only weakness.
The airplane?
Do I even say it? No, man. The airplane has been conquered. There is something that is basically my kryptonite.
What is it?
Do I say this on the free episode? I don't know.
Say
it now.
It might
be too valuable.
Depends. Do you want to be vulnerable?
No, of course not. Why would I want to? But sometimes the thing you want most is...
If the answer is no, then I want you to fucking voluntarily resign from this podcast. If you're afraid to be vulnerable, then this might not be the right fit anymore. And we'll have to get someone else. Okay?
All right. Give me a minute then.
I'm looking up the unforgivable curses from Harry Potter because this is what I would be fucking afraid of.
All right. The answer is oranges.
You are so averse to citrus. What could this be?
I'll have
like
a,
it makes you citrus. Scared, or you just hate. You just don't like it. Like well, you're just like, oh, I don't like eating oranges.
I've never eaten one.
You've never had an orange. You've never had a mandarin.
No. A tangerine.
No.
A satsuma.
Don't know what that is, but I pray for it. The thing is, I haven't. And do you want to know when it started? You're not going to believe this. There I am.
At the orange orchard.
No, I don't know what that is. I'm sitting on a basketball court. I probably have red and black Nikes on or something. I'm about...
Oh, shit.
6 or 7 years old. I probably got an Allen Iverson jersey on and some baggy, crazy baggy jeans with some Chinese letters and dragons on them in red.
And pink eye.
And pink eye and... yeah. Whatever. And I had a girlfriend okay. for a year and a half. And then that's what happens?
Awesome.
Somebody hits me in the head with what?
An orange?
A plastic bag full of oranges.
Like really now, hard?
Yeah, really hard.
And oh.
For some reason,
yeah.
It really did knock oranges out of my world, man. It really worked. It got through it permeated the cell membrane of my brain to make me right. not like them.
I think you need to give whatever you did to conquer the airplane fear, which was, by the way, commendable. I haven't said that to you yet, but I did think
I'd never
cool.
had a fear of airplanes. I did that to make you feel good.
But I think you need to do that treatment to oranges, dude, and citrus in general. Because why? Here's the deal.
No,
because
I
happens
have...
more... No, no, no. Listen, Jack. You need to open your ears and just listen for a second because you shut me out so many times.
I eat citrus. I eat lemons.
Really?
I'll have
really?
A kiwi.
And
because
you're defensive.
We just stopped
He's
off
lying.
At a diner and so this wonderful server was like, I'm going to get you some water. Would you like lemon in it? And I was like, yes, please. That adds a little brightness to the water. Jack said, no, thanks. She must have not heard it because she brought a lemon over anyways. What did Jack do with that lemon? Yoink. Put it to the side and didn't even
Jack
use
lemon.
It in the water. Oh, we just got some shrimp. Should we squeeze? Do you guys mind if I squeeze some lemon all over it? Jack goes, please don't do that.
That's not true at all, man. Let me stop you right there because you're besmirching my name and my dinner etiquette. If somebody wants to put lemon all over a shrimp or oysters or whatever, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'll have some
right.
with you with that on it. That's fine. It's
but
not my preference,
it.
But that's totally fine. No, I'll enjoy it. It's totally fine. It's
yeah.
just not my preference. I'm not talking about anything. There's something differenter about oranges, and I'm going to try and do the opposite. Oranges occupy a space in the universe for me that nothing else is in. And I'm going to get... And I think instead of me liking oranges, I'm going to try and do the opposite for y'all. I'm going to try and get y'all and everybody listening to come with me on this side and say, we're done with this shit. We don't need it. We're done with them. Enough is enough. Wake up in the morning, have a nice glass of...
Glappa.
Grape juice.
Oh, I do so, like the sound of that. When's the last time you had a tall cup of grape juice?
Not since my dream.
Nate, that's after you broke your abstinence month. cranked it out and then gulped down a bunch of grape juice. And started journaling about
fuel.
Your experience.
So...
Okay, but no orange juice for real?
For real.
So now we brought up fear, now we bumped into a real one. How interesting. Should we put that to the side and get to the next fears?
Or should we ditch fears altogether and start talking about car? And we already did cars.
We should Postmates weather. Fucking 1,000 different orange citrus products to your house right now.
Yeah.
And fucking just...
It's so funny, dude, because I open up about something that is a vulnerability for me, my kryptonite, essentially. Not except I don't have actual kryptonite, because I could fucking destroy an orange any day of the week. But it's funny that I bring this up, and right away your first thought is, how can I exploit that to destroy him because he's so much more powerful
than No, you're misinterpreting that. Destroying you is the last thing I want to do. It's called exposure therapy. We put an orange that's close to your door, and then we, you know, have you sleeping with one next to you at nighttime. And eventually we just have it, you're going to be eating it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you're going to be addicted to them.
Yeah, like the horse head from Godfather, that will be an orange all sliced
up.
But
there's a certain point where you make a decision whether this is something that you want to put in effort and your energy in, because my energy and time is very, very valuable. So when I take on a project, yeah, I'm going to put my all into it. If I wanted to make oranges my favorite food, of course, I would spend 9 hours a day, you know, hypnotizing myself with Maroon 5 songs to make me associate positively with the smell of oranges. And then I'd lick an orange and then touch myself a little bit and then lick an orange and then, you know what I'm saying? Trick my brain. Of course I could do that. But is that where I want to put my energy?
Life, no, because you need to also, you need to be finishing this album that you've been telling us about nonstop. That's your first thing. Sorry, and then the second thing is oranges.
Okay.
So, and now, in Harry Potter, there's three unforgivable curses, right? Avada Kedavra, which is the death curse. That will kill you instantly, unless you are a special child who's been made the final Horcrux. Which is Harry Potter, not meaning to spoil, but anyways, that will kill most. The Cruciatus curse, Crucio. Now, what is that? Now, that is a torturous spell. Now, why would you do that? Well, maybe you're a dark wizard who wants information about a location of a mysterious child. Then there's the Imperius curse. Now, this curse puts you under the spell of someone else and you do their bidding. Now, what would you use that for?
What does it do again?
I would assume evil.
Evil.
Right?
It's a,
Some Slytherin.
These are three things that I'm very afraid of, right?
But they're not real.
But, yeah, not to you, because you didn't fall in love with that world like I did. But yeah, the reason I wanted to get to the Harry Potter world is there is a mysterious creature called a boggart. Do you know what this is?
I'm
Humphrey Bogart.
It's from the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. No, it's not him. A boggart is a creature that, well, you know how certain butterflies and moths will use their whatever skin and body to look like a predator. Like it'll look like
It's camouflage.
Owl or tactic. Now the boggart is no different. It turns in, it shapes, it figures out what you're the most afraid of, and it turns into that. Okay?
So now,
Professor Lupin, Professor of Dark Arts, he invites all the all of Harry Potter's friends and Harry Potter into a room and says, we're taking this shit out. And I'm going to open this thing, and it's going to be different for everybody else. And so, if you open that box and the boggart came out, what would it shapeshift to in front of your eyes? I want to hear this from you guys.
A version of myself that was not volunteering on a regular basis.
That sounds like a cop out.
Just got chills.
Because I know you're fucking afraid of many things, a lot of seafood. Okay, so that would be that for Nate. Jack, what would be yours? Orange?
No, probably my mom with a bunch of knives and guns in her hands, and I can't understand why she hates me and wants to kill me all of a sudden.
That would be terrifying.
Eric, what would yours be?
For me, it would be some giant... It would be death itself. Just roasted him. Death.
And what would that look like? What?
How did you roast me?
I said losing followers, but I apologize.
That's something I would have been afraid of years ago. And now I'm so entrenched in traditional media that I don't care about the online.
Right. At You're all. CNN. Yeah.
Right.
What does death look it would like be to you?
The specter of death. Oblivion. What is death? A dark hooded creature with a scythe.
And a white so you'd like skin.
And white skin. Yeah.
Pale. But the death is very pale. Death does not get any sun.
This is death. My impression of death. Ready? I so pale.
I so from pale.
From the meme.
Remember that?
Or whatever.
I know.
I so pale.
News Ooh. Blooper.
And then she realizes she's on air. Hilarious.
Yeah, I know what you
we
mean.
We need to do a full... We need to get on the news. What the fuck are we doing? Get on the local know. News.
It's so easy. It's so easy to get on the news.
Do you think it is?
If you commit
yeah, just
a
get
crime
killed
bad
and
enough.
Go into a river.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, just like, hey, we have the guys from Joy Tactics on to just. just for no reason. There's nothing to promote.
Yeah. I'm sure we could do it. You go to a small enough market, go to Arkansas's, whatever. What's the biggest town in Arkansas? Nobody knows.
Lincoln. No, that's Nebraska. What if you put it there?
Yeah, I don't think I can name one town. Fayette or something?
Fayetteville.
That one?
Fayetteville, North Carolina?
Okay, but let me tie the tie this loop up Louisiana? On the boggart. How do you get rid of a boggart? Right?
You
do you slice it down? Nah, it's scaring
you set it on
too bad.
Fire. You put salt on it like
no.
a slug. Can we try and guess a little bit? Nate.
Okay, yeah, what else?
Choke it out immediately.
Choke it out? Not that I know of. I don't think that'll work.
Car accident.
Maybe.
Nut tap. A bit of fat nut tap. Because
it has that one big, single, giant fat nut.
That's a self-destructing nut button. You find the red button on the back of the bogger.
Oh, shit.
It's got a little red nut on the back.
No, what you do is you think of...
Prayer.
What the fuck are these things called? And I think this is how you get rid of the Dementors, actually. But you think of this charm... Your Patronus. Remember this. Did you guys read the books, or am I talking to a bunch of dead fish right now? Because I'm getting no engagement from you guys on this.
Well, sorry. The chairs person just texted me.
Oh, shit.
From that we're renting chairs from.
Renting chairs for the show April 8th in Los Angeles. A little sidebar. Eric, no. I think, frankly, neither of us are very into Harry Potter, but we're having such a good time that it's not even a factor, to be honest.
Okay, I'll stop talking about it until the next episode. But
thank you. Let's move on. yeah, what the fuck were we talking about? I don't even remember really. Because
no, but how do you cast a Patronus? You think of the most
With
joyful moment in your life. So to combat the most scary thing you can think of, you conjure, and this is not magic. This is just humanity. Anybody can do this. You don't have to be a wizard or a witch. You could even be a muggle. You conjure up a moment of pure joy, and you say "Expecto Patronum," and that banner, and then it shoots a fucking whatever your spirit animal out of your wand, and it goes and takes the scary thing away. So, if you guys had in a moment of pure fear, Jack, you're met with a giant orange, whatever monster, Donald Trump. Nate, you are faced with some fucking even more pathetic version of yourself. For me, death. And we all have to think of joyful moments to anchor us and to get us out of that horrible time. What would you guys think of? What's a joyful moment that you could remember?
Wow. Well, there's so many to pick from because every week we go through.
Oh, right. That's this whole podcast.
The top. What would be the top joyous moments?
I'm sitting in my house. Completely normal day. I get a phone call. It's my manager's.
Oh.
They say, Jack, you know how you just went in and screen tested for Saturday Night Live? I say, yeah.
Oh.
They say, guess what? They're huge fans, but yeah, there's no place for you in that world. I said, you know what? Just hearing that they're huge fans, that
made my fucking day.
That would cry. Make a spectral. That would make an expectorate or whatever they're called.
A dementor.
A Huron. What are they called?
Mm-hmm.
A Hogarth. that would make them turn into basically mint jelly on the side of a lamb kebab. I'd dip my fucking lamb in it, and I'd suck them down straight in my mouth, straight into my bicep, use that shit, wind it up, and I'd punch all of fucking Gryffindor into a motherfucking black hole. Biatch!
Nah, giant flaming fist.
I take out the whole world once and for all. No, because Thanos, enough is enough with that place. Stop kidnapping British children and forcing them to be wizardry slaves. Let them live their lives normally. Let them get addicted to crack and eat fucking chicken wings like a normal human being. I don't wish Harry Potter world upon my worst enemies. That's why I don't read the books. Does that answer your question?
I want to go there right now.
Drinking on butter beer right now.
And by the way, we acknowledge the problematic author, J.K. Rowling.
That's why it's been so hard to engage with her, to be quite honest.
But I would
love to. You said, what are the three scariest things in the Harry Potter world? Well, to her, to a turf.
Death, torture, and
non-binary people. In the Harry Potter world,
can you imagine getting that fucking letter and Al Hoot brings that shit right to your door? Come to Hogwarts right ass now.
Dude.
Get your ass over here now for 4 years of fucking treacle desserts and corn on the cob and mashed potatoes and spells and as many books as you want to read and wands as well.
Damn. I wouldn't want to go to school to be
I forgot the owl is the way they communicate there.
That's right.
Even though they don't have ed?
Yeah,
the special
do.
Education of
I think Hagrid wizard. Teaches that shit.
The school of wizardry and also financial preparation for the real world after when you go back. Do you hear about the owl in New York City?
Was it killed?
Flacco. So Flacco was released from the zoo of New York illegally by Vander, the scoundrel, whatever. Bad people. They broke in the zoo, let the owl out. Now because about the owl.
Were they eco-terrorists? This was a statement, or they were just fucking bored?
I don't know who's claimed it yet. I think there's a lot of presumptions geopolitically about whether it was Iran or Pakistan or South America or Venezuela or Guyana. Yemen. Of course it's Yemen. The Houthis are always the Houthis. So anyways, really funny. The funny thing is, So it died about a month ago, okay? It slammed into the side of a building. They found its corpse. Now... toxicology.
Wait,
playback.
Hold on. There's one owl in New York City.
Every city has an owl, dude. And if you don't know what Los Angeles' owl is, then you're not a fucking citizen, and you shouldn't be able to vote.
You're not an Angelino. You shouldn't be able to vote. That's right, Eric.
Yeah, right.
So what's funny is, yes, there was an owl that was released from the zoo.
What building did it crash into? Salesforce Tower.
Hopefully not World Trade Center 1. Trying to do what had happened before. It's too small. But it did not escape. It was released not by criminals. So it's flying around. They find its corpse dead and alone. This is sad.
God damn.
And the toxicology report comes back. What do they find out? This owl had pigeon herpes. I'm not joking. It had pigeon herpes and rat poison in its system. Okay? So clearly the lifestyle.
So it had one crazy hangover style night before it died.
Or it binged for a whole month. Because
that rat poison probably gets you all fucking high too in a good way.
It probably feels good at first. Like you're probably like, how in the hell did it get rat poison?
Eating rats.
From a rat? Is that? This is a dumb question. But does rat poison come from? It must come from a rat. What is it? Blood? The blood of a rat? Is it their semen?
That's a good question.
What is it?
Well, there's only two.
You're wondering, does rat poison come from rats?
Yeah.
Where does human poison come from?
All type of sources.
It comes from plants, mixing different plants together. What was that?
We all know
it's not from rats. It's from a chemical. It's like when you put a rat poisonous rat box, the rats go and eat it because they think it smells like Jimmy John's.
Jeez.
But it's actually just poison and hidden in the scent of ham. And then they die. And then you go and eat that rat and you consume the poison.
You know who's still rocking poisonings is the Russians. They're
Like
you thought poisonings were of the Middle Ages and know, back in the ancient times. They are still to this day putting a little bit of, hey, look over there. They drop a little bit of fucking
in your drawers.
Cyanide or something.
In the undies.
No, no. Listen, you know that they got that one guy that put a little fucking radioactive penny in this guy's underpants.
What?
In his drawers. Are you, yeah, that's it's how they got that guy.
A radioactive penny? Are you serious?
Oh, bro. Something
that
like
is
that.
Creative. Shout out to the Russians, man.
Doesn't take much. And that shit can just
funny is,
radioate you.
Radioate. America does it too, by the way.
No, they don't.
No.
Oh, no, my. Yes, they do. Tony's Chocolonely.
Read every single one. Yeah. Read every single ingredient on that and tell me.
Poisoning our minds.
That's why
our bodies.
I'm eating only fucking one ingredient things. I'm eating only fruit. And
you had a banana peel on deck. Be careful.
Yeah,
man.
I do have a. I just ate a banana right before.
It's the most like genetically modified banana.
Yeah, it's
like on
swimming
the market
with chemicals.
From fucking some busted bodega next
glowing
year.
At night.
Dipping in. Yeah.
I don't really trust the 7-Eleven bananas.
How could you? Know you? Are you serious? Yeah, you can't trust.
Well, I don't trust anybody anymore after that betrayal that I haven't released publicly, but especially don't trust the damn bananas.
I think we need to do a whole episode about this. Forgiveness, Eric. You need to learn to forgive people. People can change, man. Do you realize
that? That's what they tell you. That's what they like to tell you. And then they stab you in the back again. And then you're left holding the flowers and holding all, you know what I'm saying?
What?
In the rain.
Oh, you're talking about romance.
You killed Kid Cudi. I'll kill you. Running at him
you
with
should
his fucking
take
katana.
A
sparking on the ground.
Why don't you do this? Let's meet up, all three of us. Let's meet up at the southern tip of Manhattan or something. Let's get a couple jet skis. Just rent them for the day. But we secretly bring on about 70 gallons of gasoline, and let's take these jet skis on the ride of their life out to motherfucking wherever he's hiding, Antigua or whatever, where P. Diddy is. Let's go in there with blow darts and radioactive pennies. Let's go into his house. Me and Nate, we'll hold him down. I'll get his legs. Nate, you get his arms, I guess. And then Eric.
Yeah. What do you want me to do?
And then I'm going to close my eyes, and you do what you will.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. All right.
Just to get the truth
like
out.
A princess, beautiful princess.
You?
I dress him up like Elsa.
Oh, you dress him. Yeah.
And then
frozen
we just
princess.
Like, dump a bunch of radioactive pennies on him.
We put it.
Have no
we don't
idea
know how to
what's
do it. We put them
dude.
In the microwaves. We just microwave a bunch of pennies and keep them in a little. Tin
do you hear this? If anyone's in Black Ops, the deep state, listening to this. Get us on board. Let us skip all types of training and boot camps. Just get us up to general commander status, and let's work together. Because I feel like we have some things that you could never even dream of. You know, we would be. It's just like it's a fucking movie plot. You know what I'm saying? The three idiots. You know,
tell our
families
we died.
North Korea. Yeah. You know, whatever.
I have since been awakened to the crimes of the FBI and the CIA, and I know so much more about it than probably anybody.
You used to
listening.
Be so pro FBI
but
and CIA.
When I was a kid, how many times have you guys looked up how to join the FBI? Because I guarantee you, I've looked it up over 20 times in my life before I found my passion of improv and
not
comedy.
One, yeah, you went.
It was definitely
after the
FBI
didn't
route.
Work out. You. You took improv classes. That was your.
I would have joined that shit in a heartbeat. The FBI?
In 2019, I tried to become a drone operator. I sent that into the United States Army, and I can't get them to stop emailing and texting me no matter what I do. I get a phone call. Oh, who's it going to be? Hey, this is Jacob with the recruitment center out in Queens. Come on, man.
You signed up in 2019 to... Is that as a joke or?
No, as genuine curiosity.
You could, okay. I know that we all know a drone operator. I can't say who.
I know, don't say who, but we know them.
Do I know this person?
Yeah, you've met him.
Yep. Really?
He does it remote, but he's, I mean, so he works, he does it from his basement in Williamsburg, but he's fucking dropping shit all over.
Mm-hmm.
He literally uses an Xbox controller.
Sad.
I bet that there is like, whatever, mercenary drone opportunities.
We're next. We are next.
We are next up. I know. I'm on the waiting list.
You know there is a huge gold gold rush to create the new. I feel like this has been happening for a while. The basically the AI robot that you just kind of have in your house that you get to like fuck and just does chores for you and stuff. But I feel like there is a gold rush right now to get, because I feel like the tech has gotten like good enough where you can just implant this into a fucking robot and let's get it to the market immediately. And who's gonna win this race?
Well, I signed an NDA, so I hope no one fucking rats on me. But I've been working with multiple of these tech companies, mostly Chinese, that Nordstrom. Are looking for a friendly 5'9" white guy to kind of, with the beard and the kind of fucking that type of smile, to be in every household by about 2045.
You're like the clone.
It's just gonna be me chilling in the corner,
being so lithium annoying.
Battery powered, so fucking hungry all the time, so thirsty. Wanting to sit down.
Well, you want it to be human, you know what I'm saying? If it's too robot like I feel like people are just gonna, you know, it's gonna be a cold entity in your house. So you need something that's a little bit annoying, that's gonna piss you off sometimes. And I feel like that'll be the trick for these tech people to code in human like behaviors.
Right. So what do they need to code in?
Alcoholism. I think they need to make them smell a little bit, you know, like at times.
Smell like what? Because I'll tell you right now, they're going to be smelling like pennies out the fucking gate.
Right. They need to smell like shit.
Warmth is going
to
be big.
Like a couple times a day, it needs to be like, ugh, yo, get out. Like,
giving them a bath. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, bathing a robot? That would be romantic, I think.
Careful.
Yeah, you've been fucking talking about that for a minute. Don't act like that's not the first time you brought that shit up. You're like scrubbing down your...
I bathe a robot a couple times a week, really.
Who's that?
What way?
Well, just thinking about this. I'll give my iPhone a bath with a Clorox wipe.
Oh, I've been fucking sticking my phone under the sink, just washing it like that.
Really?
Excuse me?
These things are waterproof.
You have the advanced iPhone, man. You ain't got the ones like me, man.
What do you got?
My shit would explode if that was the case, man.
You definitely don't got the smallest Sprite in the world.
Oh, snap.
Hello. Rare Sprite.
Oh, soda. I'm not being... Let's bring it back to fear. I refuse to be afraid of diet sodas anymore. I refuse it.
Well,
I will not let this...
coming out that it's not true. Aspartame is one of the healthiest things you could have. It's basically one of the six nutrients of the nutritional pyramid.
I did see something, like a TikTok that was like, actually, Diet Coke is you know, not too bad for you, you know? It's not as bad as people say it is. Who do we trust? Who can we
that
trust?
Is the question that not enough people are asking, man. And it's the thing that I'm Patrick journaling Harris. About every single night. Who can I trust?
When are you going to release your journals in crayon?
The fucking baby blue crayon journals.
The pages are all stuck together.
Mm-hmm. With fucking jelly and jams. Chocolate.
We got to have kids.
Bro, I've been putting, speaking of jelly, feelers, this reminds me of peanut. What?
You've been putting feelers out for surrogates for children? What were you going to say?
No, but that is, I'll bring that up later. I've been putting peanut butter on a little ice cream at night. Get a little vanilla ice cream. Put a little.
What time are you eating like this at? Is this
2 a.m. after my fucking singing lessons?
Your Chinese singing
lessons. I'm training
with
a guy in Malaysia. but a little peanut butter on ice cream with a couple chocolate dark chocolate chips.
Ooh,
Delicious.
You do that dry.
That is a. You know what?
Dry scoop a handful of Ambien.
Yep.
I always regret. Always. There's never. There's. I've never just put a scoop of a spoon into a peanut butter container. Never. I've always regretted doing that after I eat it, because I'm like, this is just. This is such a. It's just so many calories. If you have two scoops of that, it's like fucking like you're full.
Well, you know what we do to Bubbles, right? You've seen what we do to Bubbles, my dog, my beautiful.
Yeah,
dog.
And I don't want to repeat it on here.
She's getting so much better. She's gonna go crazy on you when you visit me, because she goes crazy on people. But then she chills out, and once she gets to be around you a little bit. But we give her twice a day pills. I let her. I just kind 70
milligrams THC.
Hella pills. She gets hella pills, but she needs them. And I put and it's almond butter now. And there's no additives. There's no salt. It's just fucking crushed up almonds, right? But it's still a lot of calories. But I fucking scoop that out of my fingers and sprinkle the pills on top, and she licks them off the fingers twice a day. Imagine that. Imagine that kind of love for another creature.
Hard to imagine.
And
hard for you guys.
Huh.
I love everybody in the world.
That's awesome.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Well, do we have any show plugs? I feel like we need to do that. What do you guys got?
Philadelphia. We just did a show last night. By the time this goes up.
All right. That's basically it. Man, beautiful Los Angeles. I used to be afraid of Los Angeles. I used to think LA is going to be the place that if I move there or spend too much time there, I will lose my mind and go fucking mental. You know what I mean?
Well, that's true.
That's all right.
I used to think that's true. Now I think, I actually kind of like LA like that. Interesting.
Interesting. So what's changed?
I don't know. I think it's been me that has changed. You know what I'm saying? It's not the city. The city is constant.
I know for a fact, I would bet $100,000 on this, that there will be a 4-year stretch of time that you will be in LA for. You will live here for 4 years. And these will be unequivocally the worst years of your life. There's nothing. You will be like, get me out of this fucking hellscape. This fucking. It's going to be just.
Here's the question that I always want to ask first in these scenarios. Am I gaining or losing weight? Because I cannot be staying the same. I'm going up or down.
You are fluctuating. Like, 1 year, you're fucking. You're unrecognizable up, and then the next year there's gonna be 1 year where you're just like so fucking cut and lean and fucking like just looking, oh my god, the best shape of your life.
And that'll be a mental mind fuck, because on the outside I'll look amazing, but on the inside I'll be fucking screaming for help and screaming for God to end it for me. So I don't gotta do it myself.
Don't judge a book. Don't judge a book. Remember?
I just can't wait.
An amazing discussion.
Till, Eric, you get to the point where you're just like wearing sunglasses during the daytime and like everywhere you go. Like, I feel like that will be a fun version of you.
I'm driving like a tan, like Jeep Sahara, Wrangler Sahara edition, just trying to get noticed. Got the gas things on the side, all the windows down, extra loud Alicia Keys, just trying to get people to look at me.
You're on Rodeo Drive, just like with your headshot in a QR code, do your resume.
Oh, bro, that's brilliant. The QR fucking headshot. We should get those right now. Are you kidding me?
I'd get a QR headshot implant in my fucking forehead if it was allowed.
That's genius.
Wow.
But then after that, you'll be fine, Eric. So don't worry.
Right. Then I'll be fine, because then I'll move.
Will those be the last 4 years? Will this be ages?
They could.
60 to 64. And then.
I feel like you don't have. I don't know if. Would we. I'm trying to think if we would have to stage some sort of fame intervention. You know what I'm saying? With you.
Because I'll be acting so monstrous.
Yeah.
I will never, I promise you right now, Eric, I will not be a friend that you want around when you get successful. I'm not going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to tell you what I think is going to help you mentally. I'm just going to keep pushing you towards that conservatorship and just stealing money from you. I'm telling you now so that I don't have to feel bad about it later. It just is what it is.
Listen, but here's how it goes. You milk me, I milk you. If you guys milk me, I'll be milking the shit out of you and on the fucking table.
We could basically, milking.
I'm going to be quite the opposite, and I'm going to be fucking bringing you down to earth as every fucking second I can. Yeah, that last movie you came out with, that fucking sucked, Eric. You suck. No one cares about you. You think you're the shit, but you aren't, man.
Yeah. I'm paying you like $600,000 a year. Like, you move into my house Squidward style. You take actually over the master bedroom. Remember when Squidward lived with SpongeBob? SpongeBob was taking care of him, and then...
I have this crazy polycule.
He overstayed his welcome. A crazy polycule. Oh, shit. It's you, Kristen Stewart, Florence Pugh. Wow. That would be awesome. Damn.
Yeah. So, speaking of awesome, what's up?
Speaking of awesome, what, Jack?
I was just going to ask what gave everybody joy. It's one of my favorite questions.
What an amazing question.
You know what? Yeah. That fucking took me by surprise this time. Because I've been in such a fearful mindset.
Time to come out, man. The sun is shining.
Oh, you know what gave me joy? Of course.
What?
Of course, dude. I watched fucking Dune 2. Holy shit.
Florence Pugh, Christopher Walken, Timothy Chalamet, Austin Butler. Who else?
Javier Bardem.
God damn, if I couldn't just listen to him fucking...
That movie...
Walk me through making a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Did you... Have you guys both seen it?
Dune 2? Shit. Once.
You haven't seen it, Jack?
You saw that?
You didn't see it, Jack?
What's it called? Shai Hulud
2. Dune 2, Shai Hulud.
No, I only saw the Shai Hulud
Chronicles.
Dude.
The second one, I've been busy watching people get life-changing injuries in Canada.
It's incredible. I absolutely fucking loved it. I thought it was incredible. And I watched
this is what movies should be about.
In IMAX at the TCL Theater, Chinese Theater in Hollywood. That is
alone.
You guys need to
go. Did you go alone again?
Of course. That's how I see movies. I don't have friends, Eric. People don't like me.
I didn't mean to put you down like that. I know you're struggling in the friendship fucking department, so I won't fucking bring that shit up again. Scouts on her.
No, but it was fucking incredible.
Do you have any snack? Every time I ask you when you go to the movies, I said, did you get a snack, a little something tasty? No. Nope. You were just playing with that ticket the whole time, weren't you? Bending it in all shapes, sizes, and pressing the sharp end against your
fingers.
I actually
brought in just a water bottle. Does that piss you off?
We're meant to enjoy things in this life. And if you restrict too much, you end up, nothing good can happen.
Well, you know what I kept on thinking of is, I think I said this, but the Dave Portnoy, he had 4 bags of popcorn during the showtime, the runtime of Dune 2.
And he's coming off a heart attack.
And he said he had a heart attack because of his popcorn addiction in movie theaters. He said he had like 3 full bags of popcorn and then had a heart attack.
You know what's good as hell? Forget the movie theater butter. You don't want your fingers to fucking feel that way, right? Nutritional yeast.
Oh, yep.
The nutritional yeast.
I like the fuck out of that shit. Oh, but doesn't it...
Sit down on a first date with a big-ass tub of dry scooping nooch. Pretty good. Look, here's a life hack. Order spaghetti with meatballs, no seasoning, no salt, no sauce. Bust out the nooch tub. Yeast. And then say, watch this. And just
now, what is yeast, by the way? A bacterium?
I don't know.
We're eating fucking dried out bacterium? Pass.
Yeah, they should call it something else. I don't know if that was the best.
Yeah, they should call it nutritional,
delicious
powder skin.
Flakes.
You know what else, while we're on this topic, you know what else I think has a bad name? This is so stupid, but.
What?
Every time I'm on Pornhub, there's a channel called Dog Fart, And I'm like, why is it called Doug? Do you know what I'm talking about? I know there's some no. people that know what I'm talking about. I'm like, why call a porn channel, a porn company, Dog Fart? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's
don't it's, act it like you sick. Don't know.
That's I've a deep sent multiple messages. Do you know? Do you know this is that when I was like 13 and like kind of sheepishly looking, I would take like I was so Christian that I didn't actually want to look up like porn, so I would type in, I would take safe search off. And then I would type in like a kind of a sex like cat with a K, and I'd be like, then that way I could it's plausible deniability, where I'm just like, oh, I was just looking at cat, but I just so happened to see a beautiful woman named Cat in a pink fucking thong, okay. But I would do that so much to the point where I was like, I'm not even fooling myself anymore. So one day I wrote to Google. And
what do you mean you wrote to Google?
There's like a feedback. There was like a feedback thing where I was like so angry at myself for looking at this shit, just punching myself in the thigh, writing notes to myself saying I'll never look at porn again. And I wrote them a message that said like I'm 13 years old and just saw like a nude woman. Like please, like think of like please it was such me. A like a square. Yeah, please kill me. Please put me out of your my misery. I was just like, you guys should be aware that like children can look this shit up.
The self report.
Yeah, self-reported.
That's like, I just saw a TikTok of a woman who called the 911 on herself and was like, hey, I'm drunk driving.
Oh, yeah. That call is so funny. Actually, it's not funny because that's a serious crime.
Right.
What gave me joy? Well, I had dinner last night with a friend I hadn't seen in about over a year. And it was just so, I mean, when you catch up with that friend that you've known for a long time, like I've known you guys coming on 10 years now, and it's just so nice to have friends that have known you for so long. Like this guy's known me since 2010, and even when you don't see each other all the time, you know, it's just so nice to be able to click back in, connect, catch up. You know, there's so many people that we don't talk to every week, every month, but we still care about them and we wish the best for them.
And this is Chris D'Elia you're talking about.
This is Christopher D'Elia. He's a good guy. And he's so funny. He's just like so, and smells so fucking good too. Smells like a diptyque fucking
dog. Can I smell you again?
Is that dog, can saying? I just, bro. Just
let me like, get one more.
Thank you for letting me take you out to dinner. I'm buying you a spaghetti dinner. Now, can I please just smell that fucking V neck?
Smell the V neck. The rim.
Yeah. Oh, and Trader Joe's has these new mochi fucking brown sugar mochi candies that are just out of this world. So
I think I've had those.
Things are going pretty
good. Go to Trader Joe's. Don't forget to say Joy Tactics when you are purchasing.
Joy Tactics. Offer code Trader Joe's. Joy Tactics.
The cashier will. Mm-hmm. Verbal offer code. Say it. Say Joy Tactics.
Joy Tactics. And you'll get your groceries
give
for
you
free.
A huge discount. Yep, free.
100%. That's right.
What gave me joy? My dad accidentally took 25 milligrams of THC edible at the airport, and he got lost, walked around, and
oh,
saw all the lights in the airport.
25 mg? Yeah.
That's hella.
Yeah.
As somebody who never does that, right?
Did he panic?
No, he had a great time. He saw all the lights in the airport turn into one giant light, and he just followed it around and watched the light in the airport and had a great flight, got home, and had a great night's sleep. So good for him.
That's awesome.
It's nice to see somebody succeeding like that from Kentucky who's missing a tooth.
My dad's missing a tooth.
This one?
And that's... it's in the back. Every time he smiles, he can really see
that.
Oh,
that's not... That's all right.
But, and that's a perfect example of how to turn a potentially scary situation into a W, into a fun one. And that's...
Into a B.
That's how you fucking energy bend fear. And that's what we all need to work on as joy tacticians.
So next time you encounter something fearful, something you're scared of, I want you to walk into that fear. Embrace it. I want you to become one with that fear because...
And spit on it.
What's on... Yeah, and spit all fucking over it and get it all fucking wet and sloppy.
And stab it.
And suck on that
fear. Stab that shit too.
Because what's on the other side of that? hope, burn it. Peace. Burn it, prosperity. Crisp. Peace. Money. Love.
Even if it's your success, own family members.
Fucking, oh, Hennessy.
Chips.
Oh.
Yeah.
Harry Potter. Clothes.
Bring it all back. Call everything back. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Kid Cudi.
All right. My name's Jack Bensinger.
Nate Verone.
My name's Eric Rahill. You can check me out on Instagram at Eric Rahill. Check me out on Twitter.
Don't forget to stream. Whatever. Tuning out the news. Canceled over a year ago. Jack Bensinger, Eric Rahill, Nate Verone, Joy Tactics.
Cheers.
United States, 2023-2024.
That's correct.
Swag.
Swag.
This is an awesome send-off, I must say.
Yeah, we fucking put our
whole... Let's do stuff like this.
Into it. All right, yeah. Peace out.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.